I'm Nick Spitzer with our program about guitarists and their styles. The Carter family from the Clinch Mountains in Southwest Virginia famously recorded their old-time country sounds for Victor Records beginning in the late 1920s. Singer A.P. Carter had been collecting songs in the Appalachian region since the turn of the century. Ballads, Victorian parlor songs, sacred music, even blues. A.P.'s wife, Sarah Carter, played auto harp, but it was Sarah's cousin, Maybelle Addington Carter, whose instrumental prowess on guitar that we remember. It's the Carter family on American Roots.
You've inspired a lot of us to play guitar, but I'm sure that back in your time that you had an idol for a guitar player. Do you remember who he was or she was?
Well, there wasn't too many of them back in my younger days, but since the last few years, Chet Atkins, I guess, is about the greatest I know of, and Merle Travis, and I like them all. I like all the guitar players, and I used to listen to... Bert Hugeson used to play with the Fruit Jar Drinkers, and he played guitar with his finger and thumb, kind of like Chet does. Mm-hmm. And I play a little bit of that style, not too much. And that picking style that I learned, I learned it from a colored boy.
Thank you.
great and definitive Nashville country gentleman guitarist Chet Atkins with his version of the Carter family's Wildwood Flower. Got a love that Maybelle Carter from a generation before so revered Chet Atkins. And so do the young pickers who maybe see him as a more urbane player than Merle Travis. And it's good to know that today there's a new guy taking up the six-string country tradition. 22-year-old Ben Hall hails from Okolona, Mississippi, where he discovered Chet Atkins playing on his father's Louvin Brothers records. Eventually, Ben joined Charlie Louvin, touring and recording as a duet with his musical mentor until Charlie's death in early 2011. Now Ben has released a solo recording simply titled Ben Hall. Our conversation begins with some thumb-picking 101. I asked Ben Hall to line out the difference between thumb-picking and finger-picking.
Usually thumb-picking indicates that style that came out of Kentucky with the thumb playing a hard bass note most of the time. Very staccato, definite bass note like this. And that's as opposed to finger-picking where the emphasis is more on the finger, with kind of like all thumb pickers are finger pickers, but not all finger pickers are thumb pickers.
Okay, now I'm getting there.
Yeah.
What about just style? I mean, I know you love Merle Travis and Chet Atkins, and I'm sure there are others, but tell me a little bit about some of the people that influenced you, including the ones I mentioned.
Kind of an interesting story about how the folk process works. We were over in Mountain View, Arkansas when I was about 12 years old, beautiful town. I ran into a guy over there named Comer Moon Mullins, and he's an international champion thumb picker. I met Moon and watched him play, and he really got me interested in this because I could sit down with him and he'd show me how to play this, how to play that. And
can you demo a little Moon?
I'd love to.
Sure.
As opposed to Chet, who would have played, let's just say, the old ragtime song, Hello My Baby, which Chet recorded as well. Very clean way of playing that. Moon would play the same song like so. That extra ragtime clickety-clackety thing there. And that drew me in. It had so much feeling and had so much drive, you know, and everything he played. He said, you need to start looking into Merle Travis. So I did. But it always kind of helped me to create my own concoction of Chet Atkins, Merle Travis, and Moon Mullins.
Tell me, is there a Merle Travis tune from the canon of thumb-picking and Travis style that you could play a little bit for us?
You bet. Probably the most well-known is the Cannonball Rag. It's kind of a national anthem of thumb-picking. So here it is.
This is American Roots. We're here with Ben Hall on guitar. Give us a little bit of Merle Travis down there. You know, we've been talking about you, the guitar, and thumb picking, but I was intrigued by some of the electronic aspects of this. I mean, I know this is an acoustic guitar, but the framing of the overall sound to the recorder or to a PA or whatever, that sounds like it's important in this to get yourself over.
It is, and I recorded with an electric guitar. It was a Gretsch hollow body electric archtop guitar. That's the kind of guitar Chet Atkins played for many years, and of course Merle Travis always played a hollow body archtop as well. The tone of the guitar is very important in thumb picking, because unlike some styles of guitar, the guitar is buried behind other things and you only hear it when it's time for a solo. With a thumb picking piece of music, it's out there in the open all the time, so you have to put as much of a thick, fat sort of standalone tone on the guitar as you can, and also a little bit of a slap back echo delay on there as well, where when you hit the thumb pick lick instead of just bare like it is right now, you'll kind of get a doom-dick-a-doom-dick, little bounce back echo like that from the delay in it.
Sounds like there might be one third element we could talk about, the voice. You do some singing.
When I have to, yeah. Every once in a while. You know, Chet Atkins recorded some early things with him singing as well. In the beginning, Chet thought that he was going to get this contract with RCA, and the person asked him, whoever was signing him at the time, said, "Do you sing?" And he said, "Nope, don't sing a lick." The guy said, "Well, I'm sorry, we can't use you if you can't sing. We need somebody that can compete with Merle Travis." Chet said, "Oh, I can sing that good." So that was sort of his belief on that as well. So he recorded a few things, too, as a singer. But I'm not much of a singer.
I mean, I know you sing a Merle Travis guitar rag, which is both for the guitar and, I guess, about the guitar.
Merle was such a great writer as well, writing things like "Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette," "16 Tons," and a 9-Pound Hammer, and all these great songs. Merle wasn't a great singer either. So you don't really have to be a great singer as long as you can sing halfway on pitch and phrase the things where people can understand them.
Well, with all that disclaimer and lowering of the bar, could you tell us one little story and song with your guitar?
You bet. You bet. You want to hear the guitar rag?
I will complain.
Work? Okay. Way down in old Kentucky, there's a fella mighty lucky by the way he makes the guitar moan. Hanging round, singing round a country store, just picking like a chicken, picking up corn, and every gal in the county gathers all around him. He's got rhythm in his bones. Feet start scooting with the shuffle and drag every time they hear the rhythm of the guitar rag. He gets a moaning tone, he gets a grumbling groan. When he gets to picking and a plucking the strings, he can make the deacon do the bucking wing. All the fat and the skinny do a little shimmy when their head starts to wiggle and wag. Feet start scooting with the shuffle and drag every time they hear the rhythm of the guitar rag.
Ben Hall on American Roots with a little bit of Merle Travis's guitar rag. That sounds pretty good. You tell a good story, you don't sound bad.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You sound great, really, Ben. You're in your 20s. You're a hip young cat. You could be playing rockabilly, rock and roll, electric. Why is it that you're really mainly acoustic? Why do you choose to stay inside this sound?
Frankly, I like the acoustic guitar because of the sort of the self-reliance that's involved with an acoustic. And with this particular technique, luckily we don't need a band. And most of these jobs don't pay very good. So it comes in handy not to need a band. And it's also travel a lot lighter by myself. But just a bare acoustic guitar is a lot like working with another person. I like to say about this particular guitar, it knows exactly what I can do and I know what it can do. As long as we stay in those barriers, we're fine.
Ben Hall, thanks for sharing your guitar, your thoughts, and your stories with us here on American Roots.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been an honor. Oh, you're just sweet temptation. That's what you are to me. And that's all you'll ever be, it seems. Sweet temptation. You smiled and passed me by, but you still occupy my dreams. Maybe I've got lots of hidden charms you'd find if you'll just hold me in your arms. But you're just sweet temptation, that diamond in the rough, and you make it awful tough for me.
Ben Hall. Remember that name, folks. Playing and singing the Merle Travis classic Sweet Temptation and showing a Zen mastery of the thumb-picking style. We'll be back with Devils and Hellhounds in the history of blues guitar. Also, we travel from diddly bow to surf music when American Roots returns.